All right, back here on The Big Show, I'm Glenn Ordway, along with Steve D'Asi and Lou Merlone. It's time for our weekly get-together with Matt Leif, the left tackle of your New England Patriots. And we're happy to report that the celebrity shootout on Tuesday was a great success, and there were no industrial accidents. Apparently, nobody got hurt while performing their duties, and that was in question probably Monday, early Tuesday, but we're happy to report a lot of money was raised for wonderful foundation, and nobody got injured, though I did talk to Lenny Clark today, and he said that his ego was damaged a little bit. I don't know what happened there, but Matt, what happened there? Anything happened to Lenny? I was a little concerned.
No, I think he actually shot pretty well, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you guys didn't call him names or anything like that, did you?
No, first of all, that's dangerous. I mean, you can't go into a verbal war with Lenny because you're going to lose.
Yeah, no question.
Right. And it was evident in the auction later in the night when he was up there. And if you've ever seen Lenny, and I know you have, but for those of you that haven't, if you ever see Lenny at an auction, it's quite possibly one of the funniest things on earth. And if anybody ever tries to act up at an auction and he's there, watch out.
He will
destroy it.
I actually saw him go into the crowd, start screaming at a guy, verbally abuse the guy, and then end up getting $20,000 for the item, which is like, you abuse me and then you take my cash.
Right.
We laugh all the time with Lenny because we've heard the stories about the big motivational speech that he gave you guys. I mean, a couple of years ago, and that must have been just something that I'm sure that some of those players had no idea what the bleep is the coach doing here. And that was the San Diego game. That was right after the whole Videogate thing, right?
It was, and that was one of those high moments. You know, as a player, there's certain things that happen, and you get a chance to hear from some neat people at times, and we've had different people come in. I mean, we've had guys like Bill Russell come and speak to us after the 2001 season, and recently to have Doc Rivers come in and address the team and really share some of his wisdom with us was a really neat situation. But when Lenny came in, it was one of those times where, you know, there was just so much weight from the outside on the team, and not that it was really having an effect, but it was kind of nice to have a lighthearted moment. And of course, he had a lot of fun with it himself.
Of course, ripping the coach a few times was probably, you know, get everybody going. It's probably the good stuff. All right, before we look back at last week's game, we've been talking a lot, obviously, about this game coming up. A two-part question: one, how different is this defense for Baltimore versus what Rex Ryan gave you 2 weeks ago, and that they do have a new defensive coordinator down there in Baltimore? And second of all, is it different in doing what you guys need to do against a blitzing defense, a defense that will try to overload, confuse you a little bit, the difference of playing at home where the crowd's going to be quiet when Brady gets underneath Copen versus what you get on the road?
Well, I mean, go ahead and speak about the last part there as far as playing at home versus the road. It's kind of it's a lot different. First off, when you can't hear anything and you can't communicate, you're kind of stuck with certain calls and certain things you do offensively because of the fact that you don't have the time or really the ability to go and use different signals and things, especially for us up front. And we do have that in our package, but it does limit you. To some degree, when you're at home and you can actually hear and you can use the cadence, you know, to your advantage, and you can actually have your head up, which I think is the biggest part of this whole thing. But, you know, as offensive linemen, when we have to watch the ball, it changes things, for us up front. But when we can actually look out there, see what's happening, see who's dropping down in the box, see who's, you know, coming over or overloading one side or who the actual guys are doing it, it makes our job a lot easier. Now, with that said, I mean, these guys definitely present a lot of problems. They do a lot of things defensively with their personnel groupings and the guys that they have running certain blitzes and bringing guys down to the box. I mean, they do all those things to confuse you, and they're pretty good at it, and they've got really good guys doing it. So even though they've lost some guys and, even though the coaching changes and everything else, they still have the guys they want there in their system doing the things that they do, and they do them really well.
Well, Bill said the other day that they were, what did he tell us Monday? They were less exotic than the Jets, but better personnel up front. Would you agree with that? Don't disagree with the coach. He'll really piss him off.
No, not at all. I don't see it that way. No, it's
not. I don't know what he's talking about.
All the, no balls. Now you're going to back off, aren't you? Yeah.
No, you know, that's exactly what it is. I mean, these guys, when you look at schematically how they get guys into position to do the things they want them to do, it's not really what you saw a couple weeks ago where they would leave literally one whole side of the line free, and they bring, you know, overload you with five, maybe, you know, maybe even six guys to the opposite side. They're a lot more sound in their techniques. You know, they're very good at making their blitzes work, and I mean, they attack what you do offensively, and they use it to their advantage. So, you know, they're smart football players. Obviously, they've got a lot of experience on that side of the ball, and they've got guys that, you know, just instinctively know how to find the football. So, whether it's Ed Reed, you know, whether it's any of the guys up front from Suggs to Jarrett Johnson, to, I mean, all these guys they have, they can throw in and out of there with their different packages. I mean, these guys know, you know, how to play the game. They know how to play their style.
Back in 07, when you guys played them down there, they look like an even better defense with a ridiculous 2.8 yard per average against the run. Yet you guys still ran the ball 24 times. Is there rhyme or reason to that when you're looking at such overwhelming numbers? That was late in the season too, when they'd already established that they were that good against the run. 24 times against a team like that seems like an awful lot. Is there, do you sense anything like that coming up again?
Well, you know, I think you run the ball against a defense like this, you have to take what they give you, you know, and you have to be able to block the you know, their front seven. You got to be able to take care of the down guys, and then give your backs a fighting chance to get through the line. And then the backs are going to have to make some guys miss, because they do have a lot of guys that just are either dropping down into the box or are very good at getting there in a hurry. So for us up front, the real challenge is to, you know, occupy their down guys. You know, try to get, you know, as good a fish as we can on the linebackers, and then the backs are really going to have to, you know, run the ball really well. And you know, we're lucky. We've got a lot of really talented backs. But I think, you know, I think you mix them in there, and as you saw last week, when we can get the running game going, it helps us out in every other aspect of the game.
That's what I was going to say. You know, last week you guys run the ball so well as an offensive line. You see that game plan, you kind of eyes wide open, and you're ready to go here. You're hearing now with this defense that, well, if the Patriots are going to win, they're going to get it done through the air because they can't run. How much of a challenge is that for you guys as an offensive line, saying, oh, yeah, we'll show you we can run. We can run on anybody.
Well, you know, I think we've got a good running game. We've got, you know, a good scheme. We've got good plays. We've got good guys up front that know how to get it done. But it comes down to the running game is the physical side of the game. And you got to be ready to dial it up early and get it done early. Because if you put yourself in a bad position early on in a drive or early on in the game and you fuel their fire and, you know, they're cutting you for a yard or two loss or a nothing gain, that's when it becomes hard to run the football. So, you know, the running game, it's all about being physical, and it's all about getting downhill, and you got to do it early and hopefully do it often.
We were talking about this last week with you, and that you're going up usually against the guy that is supposed to sneak in on the blind side of Brady, and obviously if you get your job done, everybody raves about you, and when you don't, then our guy sneaks in a couple of times and tags your quarterback, they're all over you. Last week, obviously, John Abraham got nowhere close to Tom Brady, and obviously you got all the accolades. We, you know, everybody's clapping. Did you get a game ball?
Game ball.
No, I got a real big high five, though.
Oh, sometimes those are better, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes. You know, I take a high five. Yeah. You know, hey, look, it's obviously been around here for quite a while, and that is the way that this, you know, I think all positions are that way, not just, you know, my position, but
yeah, but they don't do it with the guards. You don't hear people calling up and say, hey, Neil screwed up, man. Look at him. You know, he got torched all game. Mainly because the guy you're going up against is the guy whose job it is to sneak up on the blind side of the quarterback. So And it's funny because everybody was applauding. You did a great job against
You are a real man. High five.
High five.
I like you.
You like me?
Hey, by the way, have you had to line up against Terdell Sands yet?
Wow. Yeah, you know what? I thought we had like a, what do they call that, like a lunar eclipse or something. I couldn't, like, literally... It went dark, everything, the entire space around me. And it wasn't just around me. It was like at least a 30-yard radius. I didn't know what happened. And
he was actually a big man, huh?
Behind me, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get some big O-linemen, and yet he must have shown up, and that must have been, I mean, they say he's 6'8"?
They say 6'7", 335.
He says 6'8".
He said 6'8 and 355. What do you think he really weighs? What do you,
Well, I tell you what, man, you definitely wouldn't want to upset him. He's a mountain of a man, and even when he's down in his stance, he can be in a 3-point stance, and you know, his tail end's higher than you are standing up. So I mean, it's pretty impressive. But you know, yeah, we you know, I remember playing against him when we were out there in Oakland, and just thinking when we walked out there to line up, that's a large human being, and it he hasn't changed. He's a large human being.
What when you go into this game against Baltimore, your matchup tends to change quite a bit. What are you looking at in film when it comes to your individual matchups? The way they bring different personnel and the way they line things up, you're not going against the same guy every time like you do in, you know, probably three quarters of your games.
Yeah, you know, they do a good job of rotating those guys around and you know, depending on what you throw out there, getting lined up in their different personnel groups. And I think, you know, you have a couple of different scenarios. You know, you got a guy like Jared Johnson, who's a really good up the field, multiple move kind of guy, good with his hands. You'll see him in there at times. You know, obviously Suggs is a guy that, you know, he's really good in the running game. He's a strong, powerful player. That also has a good up the field moves and counters off of that in the passing game, and then you go into the multiple guys they have in on the inside that'll line up on you, that are the bigger, more run stopping type guys, and then you're dealing with some of the linebackers as well that come up there on the line of scrimmage or that are involved in the blitzing game. So it's multiple looks. It's all about getting in there and studying these guys and seeing, you know, what are some of the keys, what are some of the things that they do well, and what do we have to, you know, really worry about the most. And you're never going to be able to think about all of those things at once, but you get a pretty good idea watching these guys, what mode they go into and what some of their bigger tendencies are.
Any added pressure with Ed Reed and Lewis, possibly of getting to Brady? Those are two very special players in the NFL on defense, that very unique.
Yeah, well, I mean, Ed's one of those guys you watch on film, and it's you're just kind of impressed almost every down as to what that guy can do and how much ground he can cover, and, you know, how instinctive he is, you know, in getting to the ball and rallying around it. So, and the same thing goes for Ray. You know, he's been doing this for so long, and he's so good at, you know, making these big plays and running through the line of scrimmage and making big plays behind the line of scrimmage for loss. So, you know, you definitely got to key on those guys, and you got to know where they are on the field at all times, and then you just got to pick them up. And, again, that's where the physical side of the game is going to come along with all the blitz pickup and the running game and all that.
We've been talking every week about Tom Brady and being able to get the timing, the rhythm, being able to feel comfortable back there in the pocket. Is it a good sign that he's getting so pissed off that his language is like going off the charts now, and he's getting angry and screaming? Is that a good sign, and that he feels right now that with a move here, move there, that suddenly you've got this offense back in gear?
He hasn't gotten mad. I mean, he's been pretty calm, actually.
Really?
I thought.
Really?
You guys must have saw something. Yeah. I don't know.
You guys don't watch the TV broadcast in your film sessions, obviously.
Yeah.
He was like getting He was getting into guys' families, mothers, and I don't know who he was talking to. Yeah.
How's your mom?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know how it goes out there. Every now and then, it looks as though you say one thing, and in reality, it's something completely. I mean, you know, a lot of times I'll say, Where's my sandwich? And it looks completely different.
I can understand. On the field, looking for your sandwich.
How are you today?
Yes, exactly. It's total misunderstanding. And I can see where it could happen. And sometimes, you know, when I'm looking for my sandwich, I'm very angry looking, but it's just my hunger.
Uh-huh. I can see that. Well, you do get pissed off when you don't have that sandwich. I can understand that. But is it a good sign that he's showing this emotion? Because it's not like, you know, he's looking at, there's not that frustration of, oh, we can't do it. It's almost as if, you know, we're this close. Come on, damn it, get the bleeping. You know what I'm saying?
Figure yeah, I mean, out. I don't know. I mean, Dr. Phil always says that you shouldn't, you know, fight, you know, issues with anger, you know. So, but no, you know, look, every single guy that's out there is competitive. And, I mean, you know how it is. I mean, think about any time where you're in a pinch or you're it's a critical situation and whatever you're doing. I'm not talking about football. It could be anything. You know, you're normally not going to sit down and say, okay, well, let's figure this out. Okay, let's take a minute and get this figured out. You know, usually it's a little bit more heated, and that's what you see. I mean, look, he's a highly competitive. There's nobody more competitive than 12. I'm telling you this much right now. If it's the off season, if it's a season, it doesn't matter if he's throwing a rock at a trash can. If it's it doesn't matter what. If we're playing frisbee golf or something, you know, the guy's going to want to win at everything he does, and that's a big part of, you know, what we feed off of is his energy and, you know, going out there and trying to make plays and doing it right and getting it perfect. And when it doesn't go that way, sure, there's going to be times where it gets a little heated.
Good logical answer. I'm just disappointed that you're actually wasting hours of the day watching Dr. Phil, but so be it. That's you, and you got to do what you got to do in life. All right, pal, we'll talk to you next Friday. Have a great game on Sunday.
All right, guys, we'll see you.
Thanks,
Matt Light right here on The Big Show.